This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let's look back to last night's Terps game and also Towson's game in a minute. Jacoby Gillespie was the Terps' leading scorer in the first game against Nebraska with 22 points. It will be their leading scorer Thursday. He was not. Derek Queen was with 24 points. Both you guys bounced back. Jason, you said 27 points for Jacoby Gillespie. Selden Miguel hit 5 threes Sunday. He hit 3 threes in the first game against Nebraska. He hits at least 3 threes Thursday. He did. He hit 3 threes in the first half.
Yes, he did.
Ken, he bounced back, said 3 exactly.
Yeah, see that, Jason?
3 exactly.
Drilled it.
And Jason, you said...
I bounced back.
No, you bounced back. Yeah.
But I said 3 exactly.
You said Maryland will attempt more than 30 threes.
They did not.
They attempted 15. And Selden Miguel would have four threes. Julian and Queen combined for 11 points in the first matchup. They both score 11 or more Thursday. They did. Julian had 13. Queen had 24. Both of you guys fell back. Jason, you said each have 9 or more rebounds. Juju gets 14, Queen 10. So that was a narrow fallback. Towson beat Delaware by 10 points at Delaware in their first matchup. Tigers win by 15 or more Thursday. They did not. Both you guys fell back. Jason, you said they'd win by 11. They won by 5.
Yeah.
The Cowboy, Caleb Swan Rogers, has not attempted a free throw in 4 of his past 5 games.
That's a travesty. Those officials are clearly not giving him the calls he does. Don't they know who the Cowboy is? Yeah. And they're lucky to have the Cowboy in their conference.
They absolutely are.
Send him to the line.
He gets to the line once Thursday at Georgia State. Both of you guys bounce back. Jason, you said 3 free throws.
For the left-hander.
He didn't get to the line once. But how about this? He shot 8 for 11 from the floor.
Wow.
16 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, and 4 fouls in 19 minutes.
Like, we know he's not shooting from range. How does he get 11 shots off around the bucket and not a hand on him?
In 19 minutes.
The dude's huge. Nobody jostled him. Nobody.
They're not respecting him.
So it was a tie, and full disclosure, I messed up the Howard game. I thought they played before. They play tomorrow, so I'll ask you the Howard question.
Double dipping
on Howard. But both of you guys tied. I think, Jason, you won prior to that. Derek Queen has scored 29 and 24 points over his last 2 games. He scores 20 or more again Sunday, Jason.
I think he's on a heater bone. I think he's feeling it.
Heater bone.
And Juju have figured a lot of things out. He thrives off that home crowd. I think he scores 23 points, bro.
Mm. Ken?
I have to agree with my friend here in the handsome shirt. I think he gets 20 plus in this game. He's feeling himself right now. Things are moving. The game has slowed down for him.
That NBA draft.
Yeah.
Feels closer than ever.
Yeah.
Jason, you mentioned the fact that Terps had some turnovers, especially in the first half.
Yes.
They had 7 turnovers in the first 10 minutes, 15 seconds. Finished with 12.
Right. They curbed it.
But they have 10 or fewer turnovers Sunday. 10.4 is their average, Ken.
I'm gonna say they do 10 or fewer. They're at home. Iowa is not an elite Big Ten team by any stretch of the imagination. Currently 5-8 in the conference. I think the crowd's gonna be behind them and they'll be ready for it this time. Not like it was against Marquette. I think they get 10 or less.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Hear me out. I think it will be raucous.
Yeah.
I think they will continue their winning ways, and I think
there's a buck coming.
I think there will be some curb stop potential here, which means he's going to be able to empty the bench more than normal. He's got to get more scoring from the bench, but I think with that comes some mistakes, some turnovers that puts us just. You're saying 10?
Yes.
I'm gonna say 11.
Okay, 11.
He sees your 10, and that's one.
That is a fallback for those at home.
Yes.
You mentioned the bench. Next couple questions about the bench. No one played 10 minutes on the bench last night. 2 bench players will play double-digit minutes on Sunday. Jason.
Boy, I'm going to get crazy.
Oh. By the way, where was Malachi Palmer last night?
Did not save him for Sunday.
From early to none.
Yeah. Saving him for Sunday. I'm hoping that Gapari's back and good to go. I think Geronimo is going to get 10. We've seen Jay Young around that mark, and I think if getting anybody off their feet, it's going to be Gillespie. So I'm going to go crazy, bro, and I'm going to say 3.
So you're saying Jay Young,
Gapari, and Geronimo.
Geronimo, okay. Ken?
I am going to go with the assumption that Gapari is going to play, and so that's why I will bounce back. But if he doesn't play, I don't think they will. But I will say, yes, him and Geronimo will get 10 minutes.
Bench scoring. The bench has not scored 10 points in a game since the Northwestern game. The bench will combine for 6 or more points after scoring 0 points last night. Ken.
Yeah, bounce back, Bone. We're going to have some guys playing some extra minutes. Again, part of this is Gapare, but I think Jordan Geronimo could have a couple dunks. So, yes, bounce back. By the way, they shoved his complete tooth back into his jaw. That's an incredible story.
Yummy.
The root and everything.
Bone, I'm going to say Gapari has 8.
Wow.
I'm going to say Geronimo has 4.
8. 2 dunks.
I'm going to say Jay Young gets to the line and makes a couple foul shots.
Random 3.
Jay Young, so just 2 points for Jay.
Yeah.
What about DHS?
I'm going to say DHS hits 3.
DHS.
And also has a layup.
Hits a 3.
DHS. Also,
I'm going crazy.
Layup. Bad turnover.
I'm like Oprah. You get a 3, you get 5. A 2.
That's obliterating that.
I think he has the bench with 30 points.
Now, what is that, like 17, 16?
My math isn't.
Ken, you text the group chat last night. You were tuning into the Towson game.
Yes.
I was there.
And Tyler Tejada maybe didn't have his best game.
Yeah. It was my first time seeing him.
He was 0 for 3 from 3.
I told you guys last week, scoring is not their forte.
0 for 3 from 3 last night against Delaware. He hit 3 threes in the first matchup against Monmouth, who they're playing tomorrow.
Oh, Jersey. Yes.
He hits at least 2 threes. At least 2 threes.
Low he did look better in the second half than the first half.
He seemed more engaged.
It's weird. I mean, they were so bad behind the arc. I don't know if Pat Scarry's going to just say,
he's going to shoot him.
Let's throw it down low. But I also don't think they can dominate in the paint against Monmouth like they did against Delaware. You're saying 2? I'm saying he hits 2.
Okay, hits 2. 2. Ken?
Yeah, I'll bounce back on that. He's going to shoot him.
I'll give you guys a chance to change your Howard pick.
I don't remember what we did.
You could tell me pretty much anything, and I'd be like, oh, sure, that's what I said.
Howard, who's 5-2 in conference, beats Delaware State, who's 4-3. Howard won the first matchup 100-94 at home. So, obviously, the game
is high-scoring game
at Delaware State. Ken, you fell back. Jason, you bounced back. Do you want to just ride
with that? I'm sticking. I'm sticking, Bum.
Good.
I don't recall what was said last time, but I do recall that I phoned a friend.
You did?
For Beltway
Ben.
I forgot. So Beltway Ben, you're on the hook.
You're sticking?
Howard won in this game.
Okay. All right.
That was emphatic.
Bison don't mess around there. They're going to win this game.
They don't.
Any sport, they don't mess around there.
Their football team.
The Bison don't mess around.
Put the house on Howard.
Jonathan Lemoth.
He's on a heater.
Yeah,
scored 20 or more points in three of his last four games. He doesn't come off the court, guys.
No, he plays the whole game.
Didn't he hit the game winner?
Last two games he played all 40 minutes. The game prior to that,
Monday he had like 20 points, 20 rebounds.
Played 39 minutes. He scores 20 or more again tomorrow against the College of Charleston.
They're hosting the College of Charleston. Jason. College of Charleston is not having a great year.
JLCA.
Another 20 spot. Let's
ride,
go. I think I'm probably going to be on the Aggies when we get these lines. My lines are out. There's the real lines are not yet out. I'll probably be on the Aggies. I say we keep riding the hot hand.
He's on a heater. I'm going to ride the heater. Jonathan Lemoth. That's a bounce back.
And as always, we finish with the Cowboy.
Uh-huh.
Calum Slung. Free
throws is always keeping us guessing.
Now, we're going to the foul department here because this man does not play many minutes, but boy, does he pick up fouls. He averages 2.8 fouls per game, and he averages 19 minutes per game. He's fouled out twice in the past five games. One other game, he had four fouls.
He's into it, man. He's the Cowboy.
By the way, you need to give
Caleb... You can't harness his spirit.
We need to give him his due respect. It's Roger singular, not Rogers plural.
My apologies.
The Cowboy needs to be...
Caleb Swan Roger. I apologize.
Yes.
The Cowboy, three or fewer fouls. Three or fewer fouls against Georgia Southern tomorrow.
I thought they just played Georgia Southern.
No, they played. Who they played?
Or they played
Georgia State.
Georgia State.
That was easy.
They're doing it on the Georgia tour.
They're on the Georgia tour.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That means like not a lot of travel involved. Yeah. They keep him off his feet. They don't give him enough food to get him to get the Cowboy even more ornery. Yeah. They kind of rip him off at the training table to get him real fighting spirit going.
It was.
I'm going to say fouls out.
Remember, now it's come back to me.
Match.
I said there was a lefty tie-in because Caleb Swanton Wadger was at Maryland. Lefty was at Maryland, also at Georgia State. That was my tie-in last time. He's filling up that part of the stat sheet. Coming up next, our TWIB notes. We have an upset Yankees pitcher and two former Orioles in new places, one of which is an old place. It's now a new place. We'll hear from Marcus Stroman, Jack Flaherty, Corbin Burns next. TWIB Notes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the Fan. So it was Miles Stroman. Marcus Stroman. He does not want to be a bullpen pitcher. Says, I'm a starter. Porter says, but you're the sixth starter. I said, well, we'll see how it happens. Maybe somebody steps in that pothole that Baldo Jimenez stepped in a few years back. But Marcus Stroman, not team player, I guess.
Well, he's be team player as long as he's in your rotation.
Yeah.
Look,
they got a loaded.
They're going to have to eat some of this deal to move him on. I think it's another $18 million, and then he's got a vesting option for $18 million the following year, but it vests based on innings pitched.
Mm-hmm.
Which he ain't hitting any of those thresholds if he's in the pen. But clearly, they've got way more preferred starting options to him, and he's a waning player. He's on the backside of his career. I applaud him, man. He's had more of a career than I thought. Mm-hmm. He still has that chip on his shoulder. I heard this whole interview. He keeps referencing, you know, they've been saying I'm small forever and I can't do this and I can't do that. Like, he's never going to lose that fact that, you know, he's been a very productive major league starter despite being, you know, 5'6" and a half. He's basically my size. But I don't think they can keep him around. Like, I don't. Now, getting that Steinbrenner family to eat money to move people ain't easy.
Yeah.
But this clubhouse, they can't have this in their clubhouse.
Yeah, he's going to cause problems. They have Gerrit Cole, Carlos Rodon, Max Fried, Luis Gil. There's your top four, and Clark Schmidt. So, like, he's on the outside looking in.
Unless there's an injury, there's no shot.
I mean, and they're still paying him a lot of money this year. And, God, I'm glad these guys didn't get him. Yeah. It's also kind of insulting. Like, if you're in the bullpen, aren't you kind of like, oh, this is totally beneath this guy, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Marcus Stroman, who pitched so poorly, he lost his job in the rotation last year, but he's still too good to do what we do for $18 million a year. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I just don't think this ends well.
No. So let's go from the Yankees to former Orioles. Let's start with Corbin Burnes. He spent a year here in Baltimore. He's now with the Diamondbacks. Why'd you sign in Arizona?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, when I realized in 23 that this team was something special, you know, this is a team that's built to win baseball games and to win in the postseason. They showed that in 23. Obviously had another great year last year, got beat out with the tiebreaker deal for the postseason. But this is a really good baseball team, young baseball team. So it's got many years of winning ahead of them. So that was, you know, part of the reason of looking at the Diamondbacks and some other teams was you know, I've said it before, I want to come in, I want to win. I want to win the entire time I'm here, and this is a team that's built to do that. And like Ken said, this is, you know, we're starting this thing, and Mike mentioned that, you know, we're going to continue to build, and we're going to win a lot of baseball games. So that's the plan, and that was part of the reason why I came here as well, as the family aspect of it, was this is a good baseball team.
Corbin Burnes reminding people that Diamondbacks went to the World Series the year before last. That means they won playoff games. They didn't
They're rebuilt past the Orioles by long ago.
Yeah. Now, they did not make the playoffs a year ago, but they look to be aggressive to prevent that from happening 2 years in a row.
My first thought is, I mean, all that's nice, but it's like, as real estate people will tell you, location, location, location. He's there because of location, because he lives in Arizona. But it's an interesting point. I mean, this guy did throw, what, like a eight-inning...
One run,
damn near shutout, and it wasn't enough to even leave with a tie, let alone a lead.
Yeah. Coming up next, the Terps.
Got to win in October, Elias.
Yeah, the Terps.
Get that supercomputer charged. Program it for October, not for like May.
They're winning in February, the Terps. They beat Nebraska last night. How good are the Terps? We'll ask Andy Katz from Big Ten Network next here on The Fan. Terps win in Nebraska last night, 83-75. They take on Iowa Sunday evening. And just how good is this Maryland team? Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Andy Katz, part of Big Ten Network. He was on the postgame show last night, also with NCAA.com. Joins us now. And Andy, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So, in your opinion, how good is this Maryland basketball team?
Well, they are good enough to go on a deep run. Can they get to the Final Four? Why not? I mean, last year, NC State got there.
Mm-hmm.
The year before, Miami and FAU and San Diego State. This starting five is, you could argue, as talented, if not more so. So why not?
Well, let's continue sort of the discussion you and Mr. Hummel were having after the game last night. And there's two sides of this, right? As you guys alluded to, Jason Yellen from Maryland's SID put out, it's the highest scoring starting five in the country. And only Kentucky's had more games this year where everyone in the starting lineup was in double figures. But they got nothing from the bench. And how does Willard sort of play this? Does he need to lean into continuing to, you know, when Kapari's back, giving him more run? We know that Geronimo is a tough guy, but finding more scoring options, does Jay Young need to get a little bit more of a look? Do they need DHS trying more shots to try to develop something to give them a little more depth and length when we get to March?
So I don't think the scoring is the issue. It's all about, what can they get spelling the starters? You know, and that's, to me, it's more about foul trouble because endurance at this time of the year, these young people, they can play 38, 40 minutes. So I'm not worried about that. And in the NCAA tournament, you get longer timeouts. So I don't think that's a problem. It's all whether or not they get into foul trouble, especially obviously Queen and Reese. And so it's, you know, can Geronimo give them, is it, you know, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it's going to be, spelling both positions, you know, just to give those quick breaks when there might be foul. What if someone gets two fouls, you know, 10 minutes into the first half? Those are more the issues, I think, where they need the bench, not necessarily scoring to win a basketball game.
Andy, Derek Queen, back-to-back great games for him. He's really starting to heat up again. How would you handicap his chances of winning Big Ten Freshman of the Year?
Well, I went on a little bit of a soapbox today and last night. I think he's in the pole position right now. Kasperis Jakaciūnas from Illinois would probably be 1B right now. You know, he had that little stretch where he was hurt. A lot of turnovers at one point. You know, this is the interesting discussion. And I think that people have to, you know, we have no nuance in today's society. So it's not an award for the most talented freshman. Because if it were, then obviously it would be, well, not maybe not obvious, but it would likely be either Dylan Harper or Ace Bailey, because they will likely be, you know, top three picks,
yes,
like five or six picks ahead of Derek Queen. And, you know, we'll see. Are they better NBA players? We don't know. But winning matters. Rutgers is near the bottom of the league. Maryland's got a, still a great shot to potentially get that last, you know, I think that probably the fourth double bye is going to still be up for grabs in the Big Ten tournament. So, you know, winning matters. And they've won on the road. And so that, you know, that's why I would put Queen one, Jakachonis two, and, you know, then it becomes, you know, Bailey, Harper, Mobley from Ohio State, John Mobley. And, you know, it's pretty really, it's a really good five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CJ Cox from Purdue could be on there. Zoom Diallo, again, great freshman year for Washington, but they're at the bottom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm pushing Queen right now, but I think it's all deserving.
We're talking to Andy Katz. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. I want to touch on something or go back to something you just alluded to, and that's the double bye in Maryland's chances. They got six games left. They're a half game out of the four seed right now. Would you bet on Maryland being one of those top four seeds in the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I like their schedule a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they still have to go to Michigan. We got that game in a couple weeks on Big Ten Network. They get Michigan State at home. We actually have back-to-back Wednesday Maryland games that I'll be at, which would be great. So I just think their schedule lends themselves to getting that spot. And what does that mean? That means that you're going to play a quad one game on Friday night or Friday, sometime Friday on, at the Big Ten tournament, which ultimately will continue to help you in your seeding in the NCAA tournament.
We're going to be broadcasting from that Michigan State game from the Maryland Club, which is,
yeah,
which is great. They'd probably feed you if you get, I don't know what time you get to the arena,
yeah,
but
come say hi.
Yeah. We'll throw you on air and get you well fed at the Maryland Club. how do you feel like this conference stacks up? Like, we know they're going to get 10 bids or whatever, but do you know, there's years where they get a lot of bids and it doesn't play out as well as they'd hope in the tournament. Do you think that they can go the Big Ten head-to-head with the SEC when we get to the field of 64?
Yes. Maybe not equal with Auburn and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Florida and Tennessee have had their moments where they've played really well. You know, I think Auburn and Alabama are sort of a hair above everybody. But doesn't mean they're not beatable on a neutral court. But I think the rest of the Big Ten and the SEC is more than capable. And again, it's all about matchup.
Yeah.
You know, in years past, a lot of quick guards bothered Purdue. And we saw that. And they were able to get to the national championship game by kind of avoiding, remember they played Tennessee in the Elite Eight, where Dalton Knecht was, you know, sort of a big dog for the Volunteers. And, you know, that was a good, I mean, it was a great game, but that was a good matchup for Purdue. And so that's who they faced in the Elite Eight. And so often it's all about matchups. And also what could happen is, just use Maryland. So let's say Maryland is a 4 or 5, and, you know, they're on target to potentially play like the number one Alabama or something like that. And Alabama gets beat. And now you're playing, you know, a number 8 New Mexico or something like that. You know, that stuff happens. And so that's why I qualify in saying they have a Final Four starting 5. So they can get there, but it all depends on who's in front of them. And, you know, as we said earlier, they got to obviously stay out of foul trouble.
Andy, we were just talking about the top four in the Big Ten standings, and it's kind of jumbled at the top. But right now, who is the best team in this conference for you?
I mean, I lean Purdue. I think they've got two all Big Ten players in Braden Smith and Trey Kaufman-Wren. You know, so, but it's splitting hairs. I mean, on a given night, I'd say Michigan is right there. I think Maryland is can be right there. You know, I think Wisconsin, Illinois, UCLA, and Michigan State are kind of all in that next group. Their records may be ahead of some other teams, but just in terms of collective talent, I would probably put Purdue, Maryland, and Michigan on one level. And then that other, you know, I guess it's four or five teams, you know, and sort of that next group in terms of overall talent.
Andy Katz, last thing before we let you go, you're one of the 18 school Big Ten with teams on the West Coast. Obviously, it's not about regions anymore. It's about the almighty dollar. What do you think of this new Big Ten with Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA?
Well, I mean, clearly it was a huge hit in football. Some other sports, obviously, like volleyball, big hit. You know, I think it's great in our sport that I cover the most. Because you're getting in other parts of the country, other arenas. I mean, look at last night in the women's side, the fact that that was a Big Ten game,
yeah.
UCLA and USC, number one and number, I think they're six. That's awesome. You know, the fact that tonight we've got UCLA and Indiana playing in a conference game, two, you know, brand names in the sport. It's UCLA's first visit to Assembly Hall ever. I mean, they played them in Bloomington, but that was before it was built. So just, you know, it's great history. It's having, I think, opening new markets. And, you know, there is legitimate complaints, although they joined, from the West Coast schools because they have to travel more. But there really is no complaints, I don't think, for East and Midwest teams to go one time to the West Coast.
Andy Katz, thank you so much for your time. Great stuff. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Andy Katz, you can see him on Big Ten Network, NCAA.com. We'll come back. Lamar Jackson. Some are saying he should get his contract restructured. No. There should be a new deal. Some necessary roughness. We'll explain next here on The Fan. There's been a lot of discussions about how the Ravens should be restructuring Lamar Jackson's contract this offseason. But the reality is, Jason, if they're being serious, it's time to rip that thing up and give him a new contract, right?
Yes, you've got three more years of his service, so you have that sort of hanging over him, although he knows the final 2 years of it are fake years where he's got a $75 million cap hit. So those don't really matter much, although he would certainly say the $51 million he's set to make would be a bargain, and he would be right. And so, yeah, could you push this off for another year if you really wanted to and to do it the right way? You could, but that would be silly because already next year, despite Lamar only being a few years into this new deal, you've got Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, Joe Burrow, and Dak Prescott all already make more than the $52 million a year that Lamar makes. And Prescott just took the threshold to 60, and he's barely even played much in two of the last 3 years. And he's not that good, and he's never won in the playoffs. And yeah. I think Jerry Jones already regrets that contract extension. But why did Dak get $60 million? Because Jerry waited too long.
Yep.
When you wait with even really good quarterbacks, you're in trouble. When you wait with elite, best-of-breed quarterbacks, you only screw yourself over. So, yeah, the time is now. Believe it or not, Lamar, next year, only the sixth most cash in the NFL. Five guys will make more cash than Lamar next year. It's time to begin rectifying that, adding new years to this deal, securing your rights to his services exclusively into his early 20s, at least through his age 32 season, probably age 33, and taking him from a guy who makes 52 a year to closer to 60. And what do you get in exchange for that? You get more years of control. You get some definite salary cap relief, yes. Now, and you get massive salary cap relief in 26 and 27, where he's set to combine for you know, $150 million against your cap. Don't wait longer for him to have even more leverage. Don't repeat your mistakes from the past. Please learn from them. Please be incredibly proactive, and please all be aligned with the fact that, yes, it's time for Lamar to become the highest paid quarterback in the league again. And guess what? That might not even be for that long, because the Bills will be doing this with Josh Allen again. The Chiefs are doing it with Mahomes again. Brock Purdy might get $60 million. A year from now, Stroud will get more than Purdy. So just do the right thing now.
You bring up Josh Allen, and that's the perfect example of, if you're proactive, you get more of a bargain. Josh Allen, who, same exact draft class as Lamar Jackson, they were both eligible for an extension the same time.
But he got his.
His annual per year is $43 million. Lamar's $52 million. That's $9 million per year more than Josh Allen, because you waited.
There's your money for a $20 million pass rusher. That's half of it right there, which we tried to tell them in real time. You're only hurting your own product, unless your owner wants to spend like the Eagles. But this guy don't do that.
No. So can the Ravens wait till next year? Absolutely they can. But that number is only going to go up and up when those quarterbacks that are due for extensions sign them.
It's a silly game of chicken, because you're literally betting on your own guy to fail. Because if he's good, he's going to continue to get...
Or you're betting that because he's representing himself, he's a bit of a waif or a bit naive, and you'll be able to get over on him. Which they certainly tried to do for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And it came back to sort of bite them.
But we know that now.
And it should have really come back to bite them if any of these feckless cowards would have done the right thing running their franchises and going out and put a poison pill out there to go get the best quarterback available instead of playing with Desmond Ridder and Tua Tagovailoa and all these other hacks.
Those situations will never not be insane. The fact that they're leaking to all the beat guys, they're running out saying, we want nothing to do with Lamar Jackson. Arthur Blank puts out that statement.
The Raiders? I mean, come on.
It's a joke.
Coming up next, we head down to...
The Saints would rather have Derek Carr.
Well, hey, guys had a few good games. let's give him credit. Coming up next, we head down to Sarasota. Orioles pitchers and catchers have reported. So have a lot of other position players. We'll talk to Jacob Calvin Meyer, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us next.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.